Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, Macron is trending upwards.
It's hard to say. Hard to say. Predictions are bullshit now. I'm sorry, poop now.
All right. Any last words? You're listening to WMFO.
This is Rap Radio Hour, WMFO.
Didn't really do a lot of rap.
We did a fair amount of rap. We had
a lot of Rihanna.
Oh, that wasn't my fault. That was your fault. We didn't have Migos. We should have had Migos.
Quavo was on the Lil Uzi Vert song that we played.
And there's that Life Abhorrence by Gucci Mane and 2 Chainz.
That's true.
That was rap.
And Quavo was in the background of that as well.
That was quite good rap. That was really good. Anyway, it's 3 o'clock. WFO Medford. You're listening to 91.5 FM.
to get you out the friend zone. Cause you look even better than the photos. I can't find your house, send me the info. Driving through the gated residential. Found out I was coming, sent your friends home. Keep on trying to hide it, but your friends know. I only call you when it's hell.
Oh, hello, Medford. Finally, it's not just me in the studio anymore.
Okay, I was like 2 minutes late.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I meant like last week when it was literally just me. All
right, well, that's Tommaso's fault. I was out of the state.
Yeah, I know. I don't blame you for that. I do blame Tommaso, however.
Who also is not here.
Yes. Also is not here at all.
It's apparently 3 p.m. Sunday is one of the busiest times in this young man's life.
That's such a fair point. You think you could schedule around 3 to 4 p.m. on a Sunday?
I know. Like, Jeff's still asleep.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So is Will, which doesn't surprise me. He's probably up to like 9.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
Because he forgot to go to bed.
Oh, well, in any case, welcome back, Medford. You're listening to There May Be Riots. As you hopefully know by now, my name's Matt. And
I'm Wesley.
This is Wesley. So the first couple songs we had for you guys, we were playing the Kasem remix of Kanye by the Chainsmokers, and Kasem, do you know this guy?
No,
he
I do not.
Like a couple years ago, he's like barely older than us. He's like a sophomore at BU actually, pumping out remixes of like all these classic songs, and so I mean that was a great song.
Well, I'm bummed I missed that one.
Yeah. Well. You can find it later. And then after that, we had a classic remix by R.L. Grime, The Hills by The Weeknd, which you came in on that one, right?
Yeah.
Great song. And then just after that, we had United We Dance by Vice Tone, which was...
I miss that Vice Tone.
Right? Before they got really bad.
I forgot what they were doing.
Right, exactly. It's like they're making all these great songs, and then all of a sudden they were just like, oh, we'll just put out song after song of utter garbage. No offense to Vice Tone, because they really did do some great stuff.
Yeah, I used to love them. Angels, great song.
Yeah.
Still on my playlist.
White Lies was mediocre. United We Dance, they had by far my favorite remix of Clarity, which actually we might play in a little
that's
bit,
because
that's a great one.
I mean, they were able to turn Obama's State of the Union address into a dope song.
I think we might have to actually play that next, because that is such a good song. Hope, was it?
Yeah, it was Hope.
Yeah.
It was Hope, and there's just a picture of Obama as the album cover.
Oh,
like,
here we
2009
go.
Obama, like, young, strapping man.
That's so true. He's peering out of you from the album cover, just, like, full of hope,
yeah,
frankly.
Yeah, he's hope, not, like, with just defeat.
Sadness, resigned sadness. All right, you know, we'll hit you with that so we stop listening to us kind of crap all over Vice Tone. Good God. All right, so up now we have the radio edit of Hope, because the original mix is like 8 minutes long.
Yeah, it is.
So long. We'll hit you with...
It's a State of the Union address.
We'll hit you with the radio edit. Hope you guys enjoy it.
I've never been more hopeful about our future. I have never been more hopeful about America. And I ask you to sustain that hope. I'm not talking about blind optimism, the kind of hope that just ignores the enormity of the tasks ahead or the roadblocks that stand in our path. I'm not talking about the wishful idealism that allows us to just sit on the sidelines or shirk from a fight. I have always believed that hope is that stubborn thing inside us that insists, despite all the evidence to the contrary, that something better awaits us. So long as we have the courage to keep reaching, to keep working, to keep fighting. We can keep the promise of our founding. The idea that if you're willing to work hard, it doesn't matter who you are, or where you come from, or what you look like, or where you love. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white, or Hispanic or Asian, or Native American, or young or old, or rich or poor, able, disabled, gay or straight. You can make it here in America. We'll be right back. nations, and we remain more than a collection of red states and blue states. We are and forever will be the United States of America. And together, with your help and God's grace, we will continue our journey forward and remind the world just why it is that we live in the greatest nation on earth.
Need some. zodiac material that we're gonna dance for.
Hold on.
right. So, you good, Wesley?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You're fine. You're the one controlling the board.
Yeah, yeah.
Using that term lightly.
Excuse me. You look, all of our listeners heard that marvelous fade between the face melting joyride into Duke Dumont. So,
he's
I mean,
true master of the spin. Yeah. Now, two fader bars. Let's just move them both at the same rate.
Wesley, forgive me. There's only so much I can do with the fader bars. Good God. But yeah, so the songs we played for you guys after Barack Obama's
State of the Union address.
After the State of the Union address, we played the new Martin Garrix, Scared to be Lonely, which I don't know if our listeners don't know this, but we're kind of Martin Garrix fanboys, so like... That's just such a good song.
Fangirls.
Yeah, fangirls. More like, that's a fair point.
At this point.
Yeah. But after that, we had trying to get a summery vibe going despite the, like, you know, 10 degree
trying
weather.
Trying to warm it up.
Yeah, trying to warm it up a little bit. We had Treasured Soul by Michael Kaufman, who all of the songs are that, like, piano-y, like, summer, you know, perfect for, like, sitting out on a boat somewhere. So we played you that, and then because... And while the songs were playing, me and Wes were talking about, we looked up the Ultra lineup and saw that Joyride was going to be there. And Wes didn't know who Joyride was, so I had to enlighten him with Fuel Tank by Joyride, which is a complete departure for the vibe. But I would say it's worth it.
And then we went straight back.
Yeah, and then we went straight back.
Just a couple 180s just to make everyone dizzy.
with a little more Duke Dumont. And yeah. Actually... While I have you here, I think it's about time that we read a quick PSA.
Boo.
Numbers to think about. American alcohol consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. It's just some numbers to think about. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Well, they, you know, if they take college into consideration, I think those numbers are way overhyped. If college kids are in that,
yeah. That said, don't drink, kids.
No,
don't.
Yeah.
Wesley, would you please play
this
the next
fantasy,
song?
The Felix Yane remix.
Say you wanna get away. We don't need a plane. Could be your escape. Take you to a place. Wait, there's no time, no. Could it be?
your rain on my parade. And all the clubs you get in using my name. You think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby I'll be moving on. And I think you should be something. I don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think if you like the way, 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 if you like. My friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, and try to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't wanna write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up. And baby I've been moving on. And I think you should be something. I don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think
Yes, exactly. So the last couple songs we played you guys, Wesley's been really big into the summery
yeast.
Yeah. Yeast. The really nice, you know, just kind of you're built for the summer. I mean, you're from Florida, like you don't like the winter. You're built for all the summery songs.
My heart chilling and warm.
Yeah, I know. Even you're all about fires too. You can't get enough of fires.
No one doesn't like sitting around a fire.
That's true.
And
that's
doing so whatever true. You're going to be doing anyways.
That's so true. Just the addition of the fire makes it so much better.
It's great. Sometimes during the summer, I'll just light candles because it's way too hot to have a fire.
But you still...
I was like, I get my little fire.
The smaller, little things.
Especially if it's like citronella candles. That way, there's no help with the mosquitoes.
Absolutely.
Because I live in a swamp.
So the songs we play for you guys, we played Fantasy by Alina Baraz and Gala Matias, the Felix Jahn remix, followed by one of my personal favorites. It always reminds me of the summer only because I first heard it at a club in Greece, Intoxicated by Martin Solveig. Okay, hush, says you. And then the last song we played was Love Yourself, the Vanek remix by Justin Bieber.
I know GTA was in Intoxicated.
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
I mean, Martin Solveig wouldn't come out with something that like... I mean, not that that song was heavy per se, but like Martin Solveig on his own does like, you know, what's the song? Just came to say hello. Like, it's not. Hello. It's just, that's the one. Dragonette. So true. I'm sorry to Wesley, but we're actually going to play some Glitch Mob right now. I'm sorry for all our listeners, all nine of our listeners out there.
I love Glitch Mob. What are you talking about?
True.
You're not even going to play like Warrior Constant. You're going to play like, whatever.
No, I can play.
I mean, you're not even going to like play like one of like their...
You want to go original?
You know, we can
Glitch
make
Mob?
A world stop.
Do you want
Star
Warrior Concerto?
Starve the ego, feed the soul.
What? Look, you. I have pretty much all Glitch Mob. What do you need?
Good.
What do you want to move for?
Well, what do we have in here?
Look at it. It's gone.
I messed up.
Okay. There you are.
Yeah, we can make the world stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a star next to it. Yeah. I'm playing that song.
You playing that one? Yeah, all right. Fine. Let's go. Jeez. We'll be right back. was nice. Where'd you get two pens? I just have to ask.
I don't know. They've just been here. And one didn't have a lid, so I put the lid on the other one. All right, it was fair.
The things you do when you're bored, Wes. My God.
I know.
So after Wesley calling me out for not being a true fan and playing the new stuff instead of the old stuff.
First of all, you didn't even know their old stuff, and you hang them on your wall.
The new album, because I really like the new album. I own this song. My God.
Well, yeah.
So
that's
needy.
That's how we played it.
Yeah, yeah. So that was We Can Make the World Stop, which is a classic Lich Mob song. So up next is actually... Stop laughing at me. I'm bad at being on the radio.
Up next is our last song, and it is Dude and Guy. Good times.
Which should tell you everything you need to know about the song.
Thank you for listening to 91.5 WNFO Medford Tusk Freeform Radio.
Well, this has been, script. Right? This has been There May Be Riots.
Let's get the show on the road.
Let's get the show on the road. We'll see you guys next week. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Here's Dude and Guy. Just jacked.
Here's some classic Dude and Guy.
That's what we could have. That's what we could have. That's what we could have. That's what we could have.